At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
All right, that was Tom Brady. Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Brady has had a lot to say. Curtis had this as a lead yesterday with that bit. We're going to hear more about what he had to say when it comes to money and college athletes right now. I'm just wiping my mouth because Wiggy and I dove into some delicious treats from Bakey Love Always. They have a Faneuil Hall grand opening this Friday, August 15th. They're known for their buttery babkas, toasty little treats, and their store hours are going to be Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. What did you have, Wiggy?
It was like a, looked like the Cinnabon with chocolate on it, a little piece of that.
Ooh.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I didn't have that one. I had a little piece of like, it was like an almond croissant, which is a real game winner for me every single time.
Wiggy loves buns.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know all the names of this stuff, like the food and stuff like that.
Just eat it.
Yeah, I feel like, Courtney, you know all the different names and what they are.
No, I'm really just a croissant person.
Croissant? Okay,
yeah,
I like a croissant.
I like a flaky, nice croissant.
I like a ham and cheese croissant.
Oh,
God, those are so good.
I don't like ham, but...
You don't like ham?
No.
What is wrong with you?
I just don't.
Or like maybe a bacon and cheese croissant?
Yes, I'd love that.
Anything you put in a croissant, I would prefer like morning sandwich style.
Yeah.
I would go croissant first. Maybe bagel second.
Bagel, yeah. And then
English
like toast.
English muffin third.
And then toast.
A Cabrata bakery, bougie bakery, has ham and cheese croissants like that you just pre-made. You go in there, they're warm. Oh, my God.
But do they fry the ham? Because I like my ham fried before.
I don't know. It's okay. French.
It is hard sometimes with a croissant sandwich, though. It's almost sometimes too flaky where it's very messy.
Well, that's why you have to grill the croissant.
Oh, but not every place does that.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, if you're really going to go... you know, balls to the wall.
Yeah.
You grill the croissant and then you fry the ham and you obviously melt the cheese on there and that's what gives you a nice ham and cheese breakfast type of croissant.
Like Tate has a bacon, lettuce, avocado, tomato.
Blatt.
Yeah. There's, like a BLT, but with an avocado.
See, that's why I come to you with those food names.
Yeah. And it's on, you can get it on a croissant, which is delicious, but it's like, and if you get an egg with it, sometimes the egg's like too runny with it. It's just a mess sometimes. Right.
I get one thing at Tate, mozzarella sandwich with chicken, prosciutto. It's a little panini.
Does it come
with
on a
pesto.
Croissant? Oh, it comes on a panini.
But I haven't been to France in a very, very long time. Is the croissant really much better there, or is it like the acai bowl where it's just as good here now?
No, I think it's much better there. But then I went to a place in Newton yesterday, or maybe it was in Wellesley, and it had some French name like
Jean Blaise.
Was it Au Bon Pan?
No, it was like Le Four something. But it was in Wellesley, and it had the closest croissant I've ever had to being in Paris.
In Paris?
Well, Wellesley's kind of the Paris of Boston.
I've never been to Paris, but if I do, I'll make sure I try the croissant.
You would love Paris.
You really
Nightlife
would,
Wiggs. Is insane.
Pretty
there.
Good.
Yes, you...
Is it...
Je m'appelle Wiggy.
Je m'appelle... Elle gangbang? So...
Your name is gangbang?
You know, anything... I feel like if you say it with a French accent...
You're there. Right.
But remember when you went to France...
Les Petites Four, that's
Les
the name.
Les Petites Four.
Well, you're not going to be petite eating those.
Was it grimy around the...
Eiffel Tower.
Remember I told you I saw somebody say that it was like kind of grimy around?
I We didn't walk to the Eiffel Tower. We did a sunset cruise to go by it while it sparkled. So we didn't actually walk next to it. Yeah, we were on the Seine. So I didn't see the...
Some people say, that it's grimy around there. But I don't know. Like they say, this is the real Paris. We all see the beautiful Eiffel Tower, but it's really like a hood around there.
Speaking of gangbang, Wiggy was disappointed when he saw the Eiffel Tower.
He said, I thought it was something else.
No, I know.
Wait, where's the other person?
Oh, is that what the...
That's what it's called.
I did not know that.
Hello. Oh. All right, now let's get the cut we were going to play. This is Tom Brady talking about the finances and college athletes being paid.
A young child. And I would challenge all the coaches and all the parents. They're the ones that have to guide these kids. You can't expect a 17 or 18-year-old to make these great decisions. They're young. They don't have life experience. It should be the parents. Be a good parent. Teach your kid the right values. What's going to sustain them in their careers over a period of time? Whether it's football or whether it's business or whether it's teaching or law school or medical school or a trade, whatever you want to do, you're going to have to go through hard things in your life. You're going to have to make tough choices. And the value isn't always about the last dollar. So I think all these things that are happening in college sports, we're prioritizing the wrong things. We're valuing the wrong things. And I'm not saying it's not important. It's one of 10 things that are important.
Yeah.
I agree with him. It is about the parents, ultimately. But if the parents are not educated about it, how are they supposed to teach the kids? You know what I mean?
But then that should be on the school, I think. If kids are making money and you mm-hmm. want to set, and every school says, we don't just want to make an athlete.
But
we
they have make, programs there, though. I'm willing to bet you dollars to those bagels or croissants we just got that every school, especially today, 2025, where we sit here, has programs that kids can get into to help with their financial literacy when it comes to NIL and money, but the kid has to want to be able to learn about it. And then, because, unfortunately, Tom, some parents are not educated when it comes to financial literacy, and there might not be somebody in the family that knows about that stuff. So how do we break this chain of generational I don't want to say...
At one point, Wiggy, he does say that the onus is on the administrators if the parents aren't doing that job.
Okay. Because it's about breaking the chain of, not understanding money, not knowing what to do with it, not just basic things.
I just think if parents aren't good with money or don't know how to deal with this or they've never been... I mean, how many parents have been through an NIL? None.
Right.
So this is all new for them as well. That's why the onus, I think, falls on the school to make sure that not only is the student athlete aware of how much money they're getting, how to deal with the money properly, taxes, everything else that comes along with it, but also making sure the parents are aware and understand
right,
everything.
But it's not so much the NIL, Courtney. I think it even goes even further back, and I've always been a big proponent of this. We should be educating kids in middle school and high school about real world financial literacy, how credit scores work, what leases are versus financing, what it takes to buy a home. Like, we should be educating kids in school about that. How do you get into the stock market? Like, those type of things that they don't necessarily do in a lot of schools. Like, I think that should be mandatory. And Curtis, your wife is a teacher, right?
Yep.
But they're younger, or they...
K through 5, right. Special education.
I feel like they should be educating them on, maybe that's young, but the middle school, high school, especially the high school.
But I took an econ class in high school.
And it taught you about...
I don't really remember, but I remember not really... I should have paid better attention in that econ class. Like, it was not... It was almost a throwaway class, to your point, where the English and the math and everything else was so important. The econ class was an extra that was thrown in.
See, I think it should flip. Like, unless you want to be a scientist or a doctor or something along those lines, you should be educating kids more. Or you want to be a historian, you should be educating these kids more on how to survive as an adult when it comes to learning all these things that are going to be way more beneficial for them than to take some type of history or science class.
1,000% the smartest thing you've ever said, Wiggs.
I'm a smart guy, wicked smart.
Well, you teach me things every day.
I appreciate that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The way in which we educate people is so backwards. Oh. We need common sense. There is zero common sense. I was talking a while ago with some parents about like AI. What does it mean for everything? Are we terrified? Should we just like quit and whatever? And they said that never has logic and reason and philosophy been more essential. Understanding your surroundings, enhancing the things that we have that computers lack. Hard questioning, reasoning, having people defend their beliefs, understand, question right. Their beliefs. Like what I know this is a story we've gone over. When James was born, I had no clue all this stuff going on with the delivery and the shots. I'm fainting. You got like you should be taught. There's no better abstinence teaching than what actually goes on with labor.
Yeah.
Parenting. All of these like basic financial understanding. And then now you should have an understanding of like we would have there was a thing in the high school growing up where they would have like a Mothers Against Drunk Driving would reenact mm-hmm. a
yeah.
crash
yep.
so that kids would be like, holy S, this is what could happen if we, you know, don't make the right decisions. Well, they should have that. They should have people come that have had financial missteps, the people that right. have had gambling issues. Drink. Like it shouldn't just be one.
Yeah.
Like we just do such a horrible. So many things can do the basic acts of life for us.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of living and understanding and not having to make 300 mistakes before you finally get to the right destination. School stopped being about actually teaching and understanding a child, and it became this thing where we have to just get people to pass tests
yes.
so we get federal funding and move on to the next thing.
And a large part of that problem is us, the parents. And we did a story, I can't remember if it was in the news or if it was one of the leads. Remember when the parents were complaining because they were teaching kids about the sexual education, and they did get a little extreme. And I was like, but in high school or even middle school, like these kids are having babies. And mm-hmm. why are we not educating them? But we as parents go, wait, whoa. Wait a second. They were talking about oral sex in school? You can't do that. Get right. back to talking about, you know, the Mayflower.
Let's get to Socrates.
yeah, the Mayflower and when, you know, Christopher Columbus. It's like.
Well, he's canceled.
Like, but it's so. Parents are so afraid, but when your kid gets to middle school, and when for me, middle school has always been 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and I know sometimes now it's just 7th and 8th grade, but when they get to 7th and 8th grade and then into high school, there are so many things, especially in today's world, whether it's, you know, you always bring this up, Curtis, and I agree with you, when they go in their rooms and they got their cell phones there, like educating them about the pros and cons of having a cell phone and the things that you can get lost in. But we as the parents, we get so scared when the schools want to do that because we feel like, well, my kid's not ready for it.
And the more that you are going to try to put your kid in a bubble, from my look, the hormones are still happening. You can't right. stop that from happening. So the schools, I mean, I went to a family life program in middle school where I learned about the birds and the bees and everything yep. else that came along with it.
Did you go to Friendly's after?
Yeah, my mom and I had a long talk after. But my parents were also very open. My mom was very open with
right.
me. My mom had open conversations with me all the time. But I understand that some parents don't want to do that. And then they put all of the responsibility on the school. And now the school school's scared to do it as well.
Right.
So it's weird the way in which schooling has changed. Here's Ed in Maine on this. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Wiggs is on fire today. I mean, he's a genius. Preach, Wiggs. I mean, this stuff should be taught in middle school and high school. These kids, what about going to college? Oh, by the way, it's going to be $60,000 a year. Oh, they can add 4 times 60, which is 240. Good for them. Add interest to that. How much is it going to be a month when the kid gets out? I had 2 daughters go through school. I made them go through state school because they're going to go on to higher education. No one cares where you get your undergrad. Go for the free ride if you can get it. And, you know, these kids, they're going to come out, they're like, oh, I want to go to Duke. It's like, dude, you're going to have $400,000 after interest. And how much is that? So my daughters didn't want to go to state schools. I'm like, look, you can either go to a state school with maybe not as nice of a dorm and live in an old dorm for 4 years, or you can go to a, you know, you can save all that money and buy a brand new house down the road. I mean, the kids aren't taught finance at all because they want to see, you know, a big school on their college resume. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Wiggs, you're on fire. They should teach these kids what it means to about the value of the dollar. And I don't want to sound like old man get off my lawn guy, but Wiggs, you're on fire. You're a genius today.
Well, it's not really old man.
Not just today.
Yeah, it's not really old man get off. It's just like, this is the world I still make financial mistakes now. I don't know everything about it.
Someone fraud.
Yeah, like, I mean, that happens, but, like, I still...
You made a bet with Courtney.
I still do those things now, but I feel like if you can at least put a good little map down for these kids, like, I get you want us to be... I'm not a great speller. I might, you know, butcher words, and I get it. But you're put more on a kid going to an English class when 99% of kids nowadays use spell check or just don't even use words no more, emojis. And you kind of like put the finance stuff, like you said, as a throwaway. Ask a kid what a credit score means and they have no clue. And that is like so important for people, younger people to understand, or even older people to understand, and like how it can benefit you.
Right. Well, I see Joe, I see Jared, I see all these people calling up. I want to hear from Joe. He's a teacher coming up after the break, but we do have to take a quick break. Before we do that, though, be caller number 9 now on the contest line at 617-931-0937, and you'll score a pair of 2-day passes to the Seishun Irish Music Festival at the Stage at Suffolk Downs September 6th and 7th with the Dropkick Murphys and more. Limited tickets are still available at axs.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.